Anyone who watches Where We Started, written and directed by Chris Hansen, will see a story that examines the motivations of infidelity.
Two people who meet at a motel, they're strangers that just happen to meet as they're checking in, and there's an immediate attraction between them, and they're both married to other people, so the story is really about whether or not they're going to pursue or letting this infatuation or this attraction go further. So it's kind of a look at what drives people to do that.
In yesterday's story, the production of the film, we looked at some of the challenges that popped up in an on-location shoot in downtown Waco. But what about when bigger issues arise? Issues that threaten the whole look of the movie. Hansen, man producer Brian Elliott, both Baylor professors, know their students on the crew are watching them as models of professionalism. How do they handle these situations? Sophomore Jake Beck was one of those students.
Chris was, because like, it's his film, he's a director, whenever problems occurred, you know, he's watching his baby get demolished to some extent, and he would take it as he could and then just keep working until he made it work. Especially Brian. Brian is such a go-with-the-flow person. Especially in Marlin.
Marlin. It's pretty much the first word out of the mouths of anyone involved with the movie. Not the city of Marlin, but a motel in Marlin that they chose for their shoot. It stands to reason that if the two main characters meet and have one night in a motel, then that location is pretty important to the story.
We were trying to find a motel that had the right look for what I wanted, and both people were trying to save money, so they don't go to like a big, you know, nice hotel chain. They just stop at the roadside motel. And so we wanted a place that matched that look.
So, like they always do, Hansen and the crew talked to the owner of a potential shoot site. The owner was amenable to them shooting there for several nights, and he was compensated not only for the use of a room, but for the time and for allowing his motel to be a site in a film. Having several nights with which to work, Hansen plotted out what scenes would be shot each night at this all-important locale.
All the stuff we were shooting there was at night. So we were shooting there, and, you know, a film production is a crazy thing with a lot of moving parts and a lot of people and big lights, and our lights are not, they don't draw a lot of power, but the owner of the motel decided that we were only paying for the room and we weren't paying for the power, and he decided that we were done, and even though we had a contract to shoot there, I think, for 6 or 7 different nights spread out over the shoot.
Of course, there was more to it than that. One of the residents of the motel began cursing at the crew and was incensed at their arrival the next night. Seems he was pretty upset that they were interrupting a flow of commerce at the location. The crew shortly looked over and saw that producer Brian Elliott was trying to put out a fire.
This guy comes out of his room, he's on his phone, he goes, "Here, the owner of the motel wants to talk to you." And that's because he probably called the owner of the motel and said, "Get these people out of here."
And he just decided we were done and he didn't want us there. And he started seeing dollar signs and started figuring that, oh, well, movies come and pay this much to do this. And we were trying to explain, well, we're a small production out of Baylor and we're not funded like that and we can't afford to do that, but what can we do? And he just wanted money. So that was that. So we had to get everything we needed shot in the one night, and we actually negotiated a third night to come back. You know, once we've committed to 2 nights of shooting at this exterior, we've established it. We need to use it, and otherwise we need to reshoot everything.
With that reality setting in, the actors and crew braced themselves for a long and exhausting night that was key to the film. All the while, the crew was dealing with feral dogs at a gazebo across the way, the arrival of Marlin police officers trying to find out what was going on, and transporting a 300-pound swing set back and forth from West to Marlin multiple times.
You know, we just kicked it into high gear and shot everything we had to have the location for.
Already working a schedule heavy on overnight shoots, the exhausted crew pulled through, and the actors dug deep to work on scenes they weren't fully prepared for yet. But the professional crew fell back on what they'd been taught, and the students saw why planning ahead is valuable, even when you think you have everything squared away.
It was frustrating, and I was really annoyed, and the night that we had to make the decisions on what are we going to shoot right now was probably the worst experience that I've had on a film, and trying to, you know, it just threw us for a loop, and we had to start shooting things that were occurring at the end of the film that are much more kind of emotionally pitched, and the actors had to get themselves ready for that on a moment's notice, which is not the way you really want to make a film, but they were game because they knew what the stakes were, and so we went ahead and did it, and it came out great. And you know, it's frustrating, but the crew really came together and we really moved fast and we got a lot of things done, and you know, sun was coming up and we were done, and we thought, well, we made it one way or another. We finished it. So
Did you think some choice thoughts about the motel owner?
I did.
That night was one story of many the crew will share about the adventures of movie making. A night in which the unthinkable happened, but the crew banded together and did their job. And now they're on schedule, with the shoot having wrapped up and post-production beginning. Hansen hopes to have Where We Started ready to go for festivals in a little over a year. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.